Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live.
Welcome, Diggy DuPage, to the 95BFM studio.
Yeah, yeah, what up?
How's things?
Man, I made it.
How's the weather out there?
Oh, man, beautiful. I was speeding all the way from Manukau in a work van.
You heard at the last minute that this was an in-person appearance.
Yeah, yeah.
You're looking breezy, though, man. You're looking relaxed.
It's cold, hard, chilling.
How's things?
Yeah, good, man. I mean, went to the opening for Huffer, the Huffer store last night. Shout out to Steve and all the family over there. Man, it was crazy. And then we ended up a cassette, did a little set.
Nice.
Did a little jam and then made it to work.
You got
made it to this interview.
You got a brand new record out. That's Me. Came out actually not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago. Just had the album release show. A couple of weeks ago.
So I think it was the second lockdown I released the album. So the rollout started from the first lockdown with Keke Boy, the first single, and then it went all the way up until the end of August where I released the album, That's Me, That's Team. So yeah, man. And then we had the album release show at Whammy a couple of weeks back, and it was crazy, man. Sold out. First time ever that I've managed to do that off my name alone. So on the poster, when you saw the Auckland show, it just had Diggy Dupe featuring Teammates. And we did that strategically just to see, you know, just to gauge at where we're at.
Right.
You know, how well do we stack up against our peers. And then once it sold out, like a couple hours before the show started, I was like, oh, yo, here's the set times and here's the acts. And everyone's like, what? Oh, bro, any more tickets? Yo, any door sales? Any blah, blah, blah? And I was like, nah, I kept telling you, man, no door sales.
Star-studded cast.
Man. Yeah, yeah. Well, it was crazy that I could even get all those guys together. Well, we were supposed to do it in September.
Right.
And then COVID hit, you know, the second wave.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was supposed to have all the boys plus Church and AP. So the only two that were missing was Church and AP from that night. Other than that, it was stacked. But shout out to them. They were down in like Dunedin or something for their tour. So yeah, like everyone's working and like it's good.
Now, how did the process go down for creating the new record?
It was all drips and drabs, to be honest. So working like full time and working with Rizvan, and he's working like full time and got married, had a baby. So much stuff happened to us between the last project and this one. So we were trying to get it in where we fit in, you know, like late nights or like I'll drive all the way to Hormai to go see him and just to like record one verse. So it was like a long process and it was like a labor of love. So when we finally got that album completed, it was different than just you know, being in the studio locked in and just going banging it all out.
Did you have an album in mind, or was it just it was all of a sudden you had enough songs?
Originally,
yeah,
I was supposed to do a double EP.
Right.
So if
that's
you
basically
listen,
an album, eh?
Yeah. But technically, it's not your
different.
First.
Okay.
Well, look at Mellow. Mellow hasn't released his first official album. Like he's done a double EP.
Oh, true.
You know, like think. So
true,
technically, yeah. Okay. He hasn't.
Slippery.
Yeah, and I had a double. It was pretty much a double EP. So if you listen to the album, there's two sides of it. Like there's two parts. The first part is all like heavy hitting, and then the second half is more like introspective and stuff,
right?
And more chill and low key and conscious stuff. Until I played it for Lance, and he was like, "Oh, Lance from Dynamite," and he was like, "Bro, just do an album. Like,
we love Team Dynamite.
Yeah.
They're awesome. Yeah.
No one's gonna take you seriously until you do an album,
right?
You can do all these little EPs that you want.
There's truth to that for sure.
Yeah, you know, yeah. it's like, anyone can do singles or like blah blah blah. But
can you do a full body of
work?
So is the album? Did you end up doing that with the record as well? Like it's hard on one side and soft on the other, or did you mix it all up in the end?
I kind of tried to have breaks in between from the energy,
right?
Because I always think about it from a third person's perspective, or like as a listener, as a fan, I'm like, how, nah, this is too much. Maybe I need to soften it out over here, or oh, this ending is dragging on too long, or like, I always analyze stuff from that perspective. So it's like a blessing and a curse, you know. It's like, no, I'll swap it here, or like, do this.
Like, doing it in stages, does that make it hard to like make a cohesive piece together, because you're like often thinking of different ideas at different times? And
if you're sticking with the same producer, then you're safe and off the fence, I guess.
Well, that's the thing about this project, it's so mixed. Like, there's so many different producers on this, there's so many different stories, and I've always been that one where it's like, nah, it has to be all cohesive,
right?
And like, have a, everything has to sound like it's all a part of the same body of work. But then Rizzy was like, bro, you're on some like Freddie Gibbs shit. Like, you know, the thing is, with Freddie,
he's the thing that
ties him together is his voice. Yeah. Exactly.
Your
That's what Rizzy said.
The master in your voice is enough. So everything Rizzy, else can just be busy around you.
So Rizzy was like, bro, because I was trying to look for that common thing.
Especially if the raps aren't bullshit. Like, if you're telling stories, you know.
But so he was saying, like, I was trying to find that common thing in all the songs. And he was like, bro, it's you.
Spot on. Like, I was thinking that while you were saying.
So, like, from then on, it was just like, oh, I just broke past this barrier. You know, this kind of, like, mental roadblock of, like, oh, I don't know, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, right.
And then, yeah, man.
Nice. It's a good result.
Well, this is like kind of our weekly live music segment. We've got Big Angry's got some vinyl up here with a bit of a beat on it.
Yo.
Get out of the way.
Turn it way up. See? Yo. Dupe. Yeah, hey, breathe, please, hey. Man, I swear bad food gon' be the death of me. Living in hell's kitchen, devil's whipping up the recipe. Flavor wanna stop my flow, is clogging up my arteries. These places wanna stunt my growth, I'm on my knees, it's hard to breathe. Feeling like the autumn leaves in the harshest breeze. Timidly so, it's a slippery slope when I'm on the grease. Pick apart a piece, I'm placing half in hot degrees. If food is love, we love it heaps, it seems to be the common theme. $5 for a pizza, that'll feed ya. It's cheaper than some organic carrots and cabbage. And while my rich friends are munching on salmon in Paris, I got some homies taking trips to Maris to scavenge. Home brand inside my pantry, same as the famine mangry. They made us embarrassed to have it, but inhabit my living predicament. Would you survive? Would you thrive? Would you get rich off it? Or would you cry? Would you die? Would you still exist? Just the thoughts of a piss poor Polynesian with no pots of peeing. And nowadays, property and Ponsonby is probably the same thing as a lottery win. What do you do in that dry wall and dry your door? Shivers down your spinal cord, started off as a minor cough. Or you pray to God you can fight it off. And like my silver Subi, you usually write it off. Ignore the signs, your body starts to draw the line. Afraid of what the doctor says delayed, cause you know you can't afford the fine. 75 just to tell me I'm unhealthy, but that wouldn't be the case if I was wealthy. Shit, word. Poor decisions cause my funds are not at all sufficient. Mass debit, bad credit, low socioeconomic levels are getting. Record setting, we set trends to make amends. The money we spend to flex on Instagram for instant gratification from all of your friends. Somewhere along the line we lost our intuition, placing all our hopes and dreams into a shin. Well, yeah, it's Dupe, baby, BFM, baby, CA, baby, teammates, baby, it's like that, baby, ayy. Damn, that was good, eh? Not bad.
It's fucking mint.
Yo,
we haven't, I don't think, in a long time, we haven't anyone drop freestyle up here. So, heaps of respect for that, man.
BFM has got a established
a long history of people calling up and rapping as well.
Oh, yeah, no, I remember that shit.
If anybody wants to drop a verse right now,
it's like, yo, I got bars for this guy.
Oh, Diggy, that was brilliant. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Six in saying, love Diggy, love the album.
Right. Yo.
Where can people find it?
So it's on all streaming services. Diggy Dupe. Run up those numbers on Spotify. Like, that's that's like the main one, eh?
Mm.
It's funny, like
getting on the right playlists just, and shit.
Yeah, it's like everyone's got Spotify now.
Mm. Yeah,
you know, it's like hard. It's like having Instagram.
Yeah,
back when like having IG was like the, you know.
If we play a song that's not available on Spotify, you know, because people will Shazam it out there, and it won't pop up because they're like married together.
Yeah,
and we'll
yeah.
get a phone call going, "What the fuck is that song?" It really winds people up when they don't know what the song is.
Hard.
Yeah. All right, now, man. So you're playing. You've got Nest Fest coming up. You've got some rad, rad stuff on the horizon.
Yeah, it's looking pretty vibrant 2021.
Yeah, fuck, man.
Are you gonna make any guest appearances with any crews over Christmas? Can't say. There's a little bit of a wry smile happening there. So
yeah,
I'm assuming
maybe
that something will be happening before Nest
Fest. But if you know me, I pop up everywhere. Everyone knows me. Like, man, this guy just like comes out of nowhere. Like,
man.
Yeah. So, who knows? I might just pop up randomly in one of the boys' sets, or like drop a little verse, because that's where how I started. Like, I was always that random guy on a Mellow track, on a Rizzy track, that Mellow would just bring up and do his one verse and then go back to the bar type thing. go back and host it.
That's great. You kind of get all the glory and get
it. And it's like I didn't have to perform the full like 30 minutes to an hour. Like, I just like cram it into like 30 seconds and then just like F off.
Man, well, people really enjoyed that out there, so thanks so much to you.
I appreciate that, man. Shout out to all the listeners.
Right on.
Are you going to do any sort of physical release for the album? Are you like
toying
with the idea? All digital?
All digital. Like, I feel, I've always felt some type of way about having merch, so I've always just given you guys music because that's the main focus. And when I do bring out something, it's gonna be well thought over. Like, it's not gonna be a quick cash grab or anything. So
yeah,
I'm not just gonna make a physical. Like, I appreciate that, but I wanna do something like different.
Mm-hmm.
I know people do vinyls and shit, but it's like, nah, I wanna
something that's accessible for everyone.
I've always felt some type of way, like my music to me, I've always given it away free and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I cash in at the, like, if you want to show support, just come to a show.
The live show. Yeah. The live show is hype as hell, so definitely.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. Like, people seen it too. Like, you guys should come, man. It's nuts.
Yeah, I've heard, I heard about the last show at Whammy, and I just heard it was off the chain.
It was like, somehow, last song.
Whammy's got a bit of danger to it.
Yeah, I took my bloody shirt off. I was like, oh, mate, you're not here.
We're doing this now.
But it was so bloody hot, and then once I took it off, bro, I'm sure I was like 2 kg lighter.
Oh, right.
Like, legit. Dang. Because I was like drained, and I walked off stage, and then the bro Gat like played one more song, and I was in the back having an asthma pump, like puffing.
Second win, literally.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, oh, yeah, okay, one more, last. But it was cool, like, that was a vibe, eh? Like, everyone that was there. It's one of those like special nights in history that will become like folklore.
Right on. Especially with the energy after a lockdown and stuff like that. Like, that's we'll remember this time for sure.
I think it was like maybe one of the first live shows after the second.
Yeah, and Whammy's just got that little bit of danger to it as well. It's kind of dank and powerful.
I love it. And they've upgraded everything too.
Mm.
Which feeling like, heaps better in there, eh?
The sound quality is nuts.
It's just rare that they can host a rap gig no problem, you know? And it's like, that's good shit. Hey, bro, while we got you here, I reckon we should get you to do a 95 BFM ID for us so we can
play
a Diggy Sting.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's Diggy Dupe, and you're tuning in to 95 BFM.
Kia ora, bro. Thank you so much for coming up.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Cheers, Pat Dog.
Friday Live on 95 BFM.